All right, so good to see you here this morning on Father's Day. We're glad that you are here. We want to honor our dads today. And whenever you think of fatherhood, the ultimate father, of course, is God the Father. And the verse that you see behind me is a passage that rings out in the Old Testament in Psalm 103 and verse 13. Like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. That word pitieth there is a word that we don't use anymore, but it's a word that is full of meaning, and it means to have mercy upon, to have mercy upon. And if there's anything that you and I need today, it's mercy. I think I find myself more and more calling upon God's mercy as the years go by. I just have to ask, Lord, would you be merciful in this situation? Lord, would you be long-suffering in this particular need or in this thing? And what we're asking God to do is to restrain from us something that might, we think, make it worse. And He holds it back. Our Lord is so good in that regard. He's gracious, but He's also merciful that He holds back things that could be overwhelming sometimes. Now, not every time, but the Lord many times can just restrain something and hold it back, be long-suffering. But it's interesting, He says, as a father pitieth his children, so our Father pities those who fear Him. He's making a comparison of a dad who's merciful to his son or is merciful to his daughter. I can think of many examples of that. When you're a kid, you do crazy stuff. You do dumb stuff. And there were many, many times that I did things that broke things at the house. My brother and I used to throw tennis balls over the house. And it was a fun game. You couldn't see where it was going. You tried to get it past a certain line. And if you had a really good arm, I didn't. So I didn't usually win. But, and one time we took out a window with a tennis ball. All right. Now, thankfully, our dad was merciful at that moment, and he didn't make us pay for it, and he said, y'all were just having fun, it was an accident, no problem, and so forth like that. He was merciful, right? He should have had us out there replacing the pane, which would have been a bad thing to do anyway, so Dad was smarter than that. He lets a professional do that. But mercy is holding back what we deserve. A father is supposed to be an example of that to their children. But then God says, as that, like that, I, your Father, am merciful to those who fear me. Now, He's drawing a parallel here that's very, very important. Not a slavish type of fear, but an awesome type of fear, honoring Him and revering Him for who He is. He says, I'm merciful to those that love me and honor me. We today live in a world that does not honor good things. They lift up and revere and honor things that are not good. And you and I need to understand and know that in these times especially, we need to honor our Father. We need to glorify His name. We need to make much of our Father. And we need to demonstrate to the world that we fear Him. We are awestruck by Him. And so I pray that the Lord would undertake and that today we might show forth our fear for Him and know His love and His mercy.